I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1952. That was the day that President Harry S. Truman issued Executive Order 10340, nationalizing the U.S. steel industry. The president had hoped to stop a looming steel strike while the nation was embroiled in the Korean War. The president's order listed several reasons for the action, including, quote, American fighting men and the fighting men of other nations of the United Nations are now engaged in deadly combat with the forces of aggression in Korea, and forces of the United States are stationed elsewhere overseas for the purpose of participating in the defense of the Atlantic community against aggression. Another stated reason was that, quote, the weapons and other materials needed by our armed forces and by those joined with us in the defense of the free world are produced to a great extent in this country, and steel is an indispensable component of substantially all of such weapons and materials. He also listed, quote, steel is likewise indispensable to the carrying out of programs of the Atomic Energy Commission of vital importance to our defense efforts. Another reason Truman claimed was that continuing an uninterrupted supply of steel is also indispensable to the maintenance of the economy of the United States, upon which our military strength depends. After the announcement of the order, it only took some steel company owners 27 minutes to file for an emergency injunction to stop the seizure. They were not successful in getting their injunction, but the case went on to the Supreme Court. In May, the court ruled in a 6-3 decision that President Truman did not have the right to seize the mills. The day the court decision came down, the steelworkers went out on strike, eventually winning pay raises.